Well, Jared, a 2-0 win today against Cager Rovers. It maintains your 1-point advantage at the top of the standings. Capri Rovers also winning today. I understand Michael McLaughlin got both of your goals down at Cager. Maybe you'll tell us about that one.
Well, start with obviously down in Cager today. The pitch was in good shape now. Very windy conditions down there, but it's dry. We're lucky enough now that they went down to 10 men because their keeper got sent off, which resulted in the penalty that Michael McLaughlin took himself and scored. And then in the second half, we've got the second goal. Again, it was a clearance, and the keeper was off his line. And again, Michael put it in the back of the net first. So.
Yeah, three points coming back up the roads past Mount Errigal. And yeah. Capri Rovers also winning today. Things are very, very tight at the top there, so they are. Jared?
They are, aye. Like, I think all the chasing pack teams won today. You know, Capri won, and Kilmacud won, and Kildrum won as well. So I think it remains as the way it is before we started up again. So that's all to play for. I mean, I suppose just whatever team can keep the momentum going and get back and it'll keep the results coming.
Yeah.
That'll decide where it's going to go, I'm sure.
Important to win when the league resumed, wasn't it, Jared, today?
It was. Like, today was very important to get back out again in the first competitive game after the lockdown and stuff like that. So it was just important today to get a result and get us kicked off again. Nothing was never easy down in Cager, but them resulting to 10 men obviously did give us that wee edge over them.
Yeah.
After going to right to the end of the whistle, so very happy to come up the road with 3 points and move on to our next game now. So.
Yeah, 6 games to go. You've already played 13 matches, and I suppose if we just look at the Kilmacrennan team since we have you on now, have you changed things much about this season and putting Kilmacrennan back into as title contenders?
We have brought on a couple of players in there. Chrissy Flanagan coming after Christmas time there. We've played in the senior league and played in with Derry as well too. So good quality to add to the side. Apart from that, with no real bigger players that come in from last year. We just put a bit of extra training in and knuckled down a bit more. Haven't really changed much really. Just added the squad, that type of player. So just to give us a bit more players, because you need to have more to go on and win a league. Like, you need a squad. So it's just to strengthen what we had. And basically, no, we haven't changed nothing around. Keeping it the same. And we're just, obviously, say, knuckle down a bit more training. And hopefully we get to the finishing line this year.
Yeah, the title is the target, but there's still a lot of football between now and then.
There is, yeah. Aye. I think you know, so we've 5 league games now after today.
Yeah.
So, and we've still a semi-final of Brian McCormick Cup as well to look forward to. So a lot of football to play, a lot of twists and turns, I'm sure, for every team. And the relegation battle still there going on as well. So I think on the day any team there could cause an upset. So I just look to the next game and hopefully we can keep the 3 points coming.